he's not great. He's nothing real changed. He's still got that much swelling there that we're still waiting to send him to see the specialist, because we've seen the scans and they have an idea, but until the swelling goes down and he starts getting a bit more feeling or movement back there, then we'll know more. But like I say, I think it's going to be months rather than weeks.
Does that tackle need outlawing now?
I believe so, yeah. All my comments have been known in the past, but taking that one incident away, I think it's a shit thing to do when a block's there in a weak position and you attack a standing leg. We coach, if that's the position there, that we might lift the leg, which I know Tony's just got an issue with that one as well. So there's no real way that you can win, and that's the thing. There's other issues in the game as well that need fixing, but we need some clarity on a lot of things in the game. But like I said, that's one of them.
Jordan Cox came in on loan. How's he fitted into the Giants?
Yeah, he's definitely a character. Definitely a character. He didn't get much time at the weekend. Quite clearly, you could see that he had no time in him. And hopefully, if he's selected again this week, then he might get a bit more time in there. But he had a couple of strong carries. But the fact is, he died pretty quick, so he had no time in.
And the rest of the squad, are you looking fit and well?
Yeah, other than Brett and Bobby Fairbanks, who got a similar injury to Brett and different scenario to Brett in regards to when he was at Halifax, but they seem to be on a similar sort of plane to each other in regards to their rehab, so they're the only two that are missing. Joe Wardle back as well.
You've had a lot of games in a short space of time, but I guess when you're looking for that win, the games can't come quick enough.
Well, you look at it, we've had a bad week, haven't we? We've had a bad 9 days, and that's Easter for you, isn't it? And it can either be the making or breaking of your season, but we've got to make sure we've learnt from it and make sure we crack on now in the 13 games that are left in this first piece of the season.